Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Custom and border protection. A plan was put together to stay in touch with the victim while she was in Yemen without her family's knowledge that she was in touch with U.S. law enforcement. I must also acknowledge the great work and dedicated work of people in this office, especially the primary trial attorneys in this case, Maeve Huggins and Charlie Cooley, who worked diligently with law enforcement to get the victim back to the United States from Yemen, to gather the evidence necessary and needed to successfully prosecute this case and to protect the victim as the case went through the court process. Maeve and Charlie went above and beyond to ensure justice for this victim, to ensure justice for the United States. They worked weekends, evenings, and holidays. They traveled across the country to meet with witnesses, keeping the victim informed of the status of the case and ensuring that the evidence of these crimes were properly relayed to the jury. There is nothing more important that this office does than being responsive to victims of crimes, such as the victim here in this case, and to uphold the laws of the United States, and in this case, to ensure that no American citizen is kidnapped and held against their will outside of this country or elsewhere. This team worked together and justice was served as a result of their efforts. And now I'll turn the podium over to FBI ASAP, Kristen Carino.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm the Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Buffalo Field Office. Today is just not about the guilty verdict, but it highlights the bravery of a victim coming forward and sharing her story, especially that when that voice was once taken away. This verdict is a direct result of the strong investigative work conducted by the FBI, U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service, and Customs and Border Patrol. The FBI values all of our partnerships with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, which are all paramount. The FBI prioritizes the protection of civil rights and safety of American citizens, as demonstrated in this case. We remain committed to protecting victims and encourage anyone in need of help to contact the FBI by calling 1-800-CALL-FBI, online at tips.fbi.gov, or call your local field office.
Good afternoon. My name is Ed Sussman. I'm the Diplomatic Security Special Agent on the assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force here in Buffalo. Today's guilty verdict against Adham and Khalid Abu Ghanem was a long time coming for all of us gathered here. I'd like to recognize the close collaboration between the Diplomatic Security Service, the Western District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and the Lackawanna Police Department. Results here today would not have occurred without the seamless cooperation of all our federal, state, and local partners. Thank you.
All right, any questions? I knew it.
Could the Lackawanna Police Department and University of Buffalo officials have done more when they were involved in this?
I believe they did what they could under the circumstances with the knowledge that they had at that time.
Could you possibly speak to the uniqueness of the verdict and the speed of it, I suppose, because I had multiple people when I knew they said I was coming to this press conference. They were surprised, I guess, that a verdict had come back so soon. So whether if that speaks to the strength of the evidence or if in any way you care to comment on that.
So it's very difficult to comment on that because we don't know what the deliberations were of the jury. But what I will say is that I had an Ace Dynamite dedicated team to this case who spent years making sure that the evidence was gathered, that the evidence was put together, and that the evidence was properly presented to the jury. So I want to give a lot of credit to Maeve and to Charlie for the work that they did on this case to Ed. They had this case from the beginning when the victim was still being held against her will in Yemen. They managed to use the resources that we had to get her back to the United States. And from that point forward, they gathered the evidence, they presented the evidence. But so far as why the jury came back as quickly as they did, what their deliberations were, I don't know. But I will say that this team did an absolutely outstanding job.
It's a real intriguing case. How would you have been able to prosecute this case without participation of the victim?
No.
Tell me a little bit about how that worked. How did you guys get in touch with her? How did she get in touch with you guys?
So I'm going to let Charlie talk about the specifics of that part of the case.
Sure.
The FBI was able to communicate with the victim while she was in Yemen because a nonprofit organization called Unchained at Last, as well as other individuals, managed to smuggle a cell phone to her in Yemen. And using that cell phone, the victim was able to communicate with Agent Sussman and tell him what had happened to her over the last year or so. And from that, we were able to begin our investigation and ultimately prosecute and try this case.
How long was she in contact with you guys from then until now?
The evidence at trial established that she first came in contact with law enforcement in fall of 2022 and remained in contact with law enforcement until she was ultimately returned to the United States on April 6th, 2023, so roughly 6 months, 7 months.
How did you get her back here?
She flew back to the United States through JFK Airport and with the cooperation of other individuals and was safely repatriated.
Without the knowledge of her family?
Her family was aware.
Okay.
Were any officials in Yemen involved in this as well?
We can't comment.
The jury heard from the father and the brother, but do you think they got a truer picture of him through the text messages?
A lot of the evidence in this case was based on text messages between the defendants, and I think the messages spoke for themselves. They laid bare what the defendants planned to do and what they did.
All right, no further questions?
Thank you.
This was ultimately to force her into a marriage. Is this what this was about?
Correct.
Yeah.
I have one slightly off-topic question, and I guess anybody can answer this. Seemingly, the way things may be going right now, the government may be shutting down at midnight. Were that to be the case, obviously something like this, it takes a lot of people, a lot of man hours, and potentially people will not be paid, if the government shuts down. So, in essence, how do we expect, not just this case, but just basically doing your jobs for people who may not be getting a paycheck until that situation's figured out?
Rest assured, we always do our job, whether we get paid or not. We work, and we work, and we work, and we hope someday we'll get the paycheck to match up with the work that was done. When the government shuts down, we keep going. Agents keep working. Prosecutors keep prosecuting on the criminal cases. So it doesn't affect the work that we do or that we are doing. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.